Hello, my name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. The first word is while. Can you say while? Good. While can mean simply an amount of time. I'm going to sleep for a while. While can also be used to join two sentences into one. For example, I'm going to sleep while you make dinner. Or, while you make dinner, I'm going to sleep. When while is used to join sentences, it means during the time that. I'm going to sleep during the time that you make dinner. The next word is wander. Can you hear the difference between the words wonder and wander? To wonder means to think about something that is difficult to know. I wonder why many ladies like to shop. To wander means to move around to different places without purpose or direction. The man wandered around the mall while he waited for his wife to shop. The last word is anymore. Don't confuse this with the two separate words, any and more. For example, in the sentence, I don't have any more time, any and more are two separate words. Any more is just one word. It is used in negative sentences. It means something has changed. What was one way before is not that way now. For example, she does not work here anymore. This means that she worked here in the past, but she does not work here now. Today's story happened after Lifeline English story number 12, The Two Gifts. You should listen to that story before you listen to this story. At this time, the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, have only two sons. Their sons' names are Cain and Abel. Cain is angry because God accepted Abel's sacrifice. God did not accept Cain's sacrifice. Today's story is called The First Murder. When I ask a question, I will leave a space. You can answer my question. Then I will say the answer. You can compare your answer with my answer.
Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field."
Which brother spoke? Cain spoke. Where did Cain want to go? Cain wanted to go out to the field. Did Cain want to go alone? No, Cain wanted Abel to go with him.
While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
Who was in the field? Cain and Abel were in the field. Whom did Abel kill? Abel did not kill anyone. Cain killed his brother Abel. Did Cain kill a stranger? No, Cain killed his brother Abel. Did Abel do something bad to Cain? No, Abel did nothing bad to Cain. Why did Cain take Abel to the field? Probably Cain went to the field so that Adam and Eve would not see him kill Abel.
God said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?"
Who spoke? God spoke. To whom did God speak? God spoke to Cain. Did God know that Abel was dead? Yes, God knew. Why did God ask where Abel was? God gave Cain an opportunity to confess that he had killed Abel.
Cain said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's guard?"
Did Cain confess that he had killed his brother? No, Cain did not confess. Did Cain guard his brother? No, Cain did not guard his brother. Did Cain ask God to forgive him? No, Cain did not ask God to forgive him. Was Cain sorry that he had killed his brother? No, Cain was not sorry.
God said, "What have you done? Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground."
What had Cain done? Cain had killed his brother. Did God know what Cain had done? Yes, God knew. Was Cain crying? No, Cain was not crying. What was crying? Blood was crying. Was the blood speaking loudly? Yes, the blood was crying. Whose blood was crying? Cain's brother Abel's blood was crying. To whom was the blood crying? The blood was crying to God. The blood was crying to God for justice. Who heard the blood? God heard the blood. From where was the blood crying? The blood was crying from the ground.
Now you will be cursed in your work with the ground.
Who will work? Cain will work. Will God kill Cain? No, God will not kill Cain. Who will be cursed? Cain will be cursed. How will Cain be cursed? Cain will be cursed in his work. In what work will Cain be cursed? Cain will be cursed in his work with the ground.
It received your brother's blood from your hand.
What did it receive? It received Abel's blood. What received Abel's blood? The ground received Abel's blood. From whose hand did the ground receive Abel's blood? The ground received Abel's blood from Cain's hand. When did the ground receive Abel's blood? The ground received Abel's blood when Cain killed him.
When you farm the ground, it will not produce good crops for you anymore.
Will Cain farm? Yes, Cain will farm. Will Cain have good crops? No, Cain will not have good crops. What will not produce good crops? The ground will not produce good crops. For whom will the ground not produce good crops? The ground will not produce good crops for Cain. Did the ground produce good crops for Cain in the past? Yes, the ground produced good crops for Cain in the past.
You will wander on the earth.
Who will wander? Cain will wander. Where will Cain wander? Cain will wander on the earth. Will Cain live in one place? No, Cain will wander. Let's listen to the whole story together.
Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. God said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" Cain said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's guard?" God said, "What have you done? Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. Now you will be cursed in your work with the ground. It received your brother's blood from your hand. When you farm the ground, it will not produce good crops for you anymore. You will wander on the earth."
This story uses a lot of direct quotations from God and Cain. I will tell you the story again using indirect quotations. Listen to how it sounds. Cain asked his brother Abel to go out to the field. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. God asked Cain where his brother Abel was. Cain said he did not know and asked whether he was his brother's guard. God asked Cain what he had done. He told Cain that his brother's blood was crying out to him from the ground. He told Cain that now he would be cursed in his work with the ground. The ground received his brother's blood from his hand. God told Cain that when he farmed the ground, it would not produce good crops for him anymore, and that he would wander on the earth. Abel was the first human to die. He did not die because he was old. He died because Cain killed him. Cain killed Abel because Cain's actions were bad and Abel's actions were good. Abel trusted in God. Cain did not trust in God. When someone is killed because they trust in God, we call them a martyr. Abel was the first martyr. In this story, we see both God's justice and his kindness. God punished Cain for killing Abel. But God also gave Cain an opportunity to confess his sin. God did not kill Cain immediately. God gave Cain more time to live. Has God been kind to you? Do you have questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know him and know English. Goodbye. Jesus only saves.